the supplication on Wednesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who appointed the night to be a garment, and sleep for a rest, and day He appointed for a rising. To Thee belongs praise, for Thou roused me from my sleep. And hadst Thou willed, Thou wouldst have made it everlasting, an everlasting praise that will never be cut off, and whose number the creatures will never count. O Allah, to Thee belongs praise, for Thou created, then proportioned, and ordained and decreed, and gave death and bestowed life, and made sick and healed, and made well and afflicted, and sat upon the throne and encompassed the kingdom. I supplicate Thee with the supplication of one whose mediation is weak, whose stratagems have been cut off, whose term has drawn near, whose expectation from this world has shrunk, whose neediness for Thy mercy has intensified, whose remorse for his neglect has become great, whose slips and stumbles have become many, and whose repentance is devoted sincerely to Thy face. So bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and his household, the good, the pure. And provide me with the intercessions of Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, and deprive me not of his companionship. Surely Thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, decree for me on Wednesday four things. Induce me to be strong in obedience to Thee, to be joyful in worshipping Thee, to be desirous of Thy reward, and to abstain from that which would make incumbent upon me Thy painful punishment. Thou art gentle to whom Thou wilt.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, and especially this program, today's special, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode. Congratulations. Why? Because today is the birthday anniversary of Shiites' first Imam, the Commander of Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him. Today's Today, Tuesday, is the 13th of Rajab, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 26th of Bahman, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 15th of February, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Thousands of congratulations on the birthday anniversary of Shia's first Imam, Imam Ali, peace be upon him. Unique qualities of the Imam. Imam Ali was raised by the Prophet Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny himself, and was truly the Prophet's shadow for most of his life. Even when the Prophet went out to the desert or nearby mountains, the young Imam was his companion. After the Prophet received revelation in the cave of Hira, the first man to outwardly accept the Prophet's message was Imam Ali. Indeed, Imam Ali was among the very few who never believed in or bowed down to false idols, neither before nor after the advent of Islam. Prophet Muhammad once said to his companion, "The first among you to meet me at the pond in the heaven is the first among you to embrace Islam, that is Ali." Upon the Muslim migration or hijrah to Medina, the Prophet paired each one of the Muslim migrants, muhajirin, with a Muslim brother from the people of Medina, Ansar. Once everyone had been paired, Imam Ali came up to the Prophet with tears eyes, saying, "You are not paired me with a brother." Prophet Muhammad then replied, "You are my brother in this world and the hereafter." Dear Muslims all around the world, dear Shia brothers and sisters, congratulations on birthday anniversary of our first Imam, Imam Ali, alayhi salam. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin istain. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the birthday anniversary of the first infallible Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Throughout the world history, Imam Ali alayhi salam has been the only one personality who was born within the Kaaba. As we know, the Kaaba is, commonly called the house of God, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, situated and placed and located in Mecca. And it's the most sacred place in all world religions. Fatima bint Asad, who was the mother of Imam Ali alayhi salam, when it was time for her to give birth to her son, went to the Kaaba and started praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make giving birth to her son quite easy for her. At that time, one of the corners of the Kaaba cracked, and she was invited inside the Kaaba, and then The crack was repaired automatically by itself. At that time, some of the people who were over there, such as Abbas ibn Abdul Muttalib and some other people, wanted to open the gate of the Kaaba. However, they couldn't. It was locked. In such a way that nobody could open it. After 4 days, Fatima bint Asad got out of the Kaaba together with her baby son, and she indicated that she had been the most fortunate of all people, of all ladies in the world, in that she was specially favored by being permitted to give birth to her son within the Kaaba. At the same time, it must be indicated that, I mean, based on the accounts of Fatima bint Asad, that when she wanted to, when she entered the Kaaba and gave birth to her son, her baby son, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, she received a call, a herald, I mean, to name the baby Ali. And Ali is one of the designations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it means sublime. Now it's indicated that this is a really very praiseworthy trait and, I mean, indication in the personality of Imam Ali alayhi salam, that he was born within the Kaaba, and this is an honor not to be repeated for anybody else. Thank you.
Let us rejoice indeed. This is the day of Eid. Let us rejoice indeed. For this is the day of
La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Alayhi salatullah, alayhi salatullah.
The Path of Eloquence. Some of Imam Ali's words of wisdom have been preserved and gathered in a collection known as the Path of Eloquence or Nahjul Balagha. Here is a taste of some of Imam Ali's words describing Allah in the Sermon of Escalations. He's powerful, such that when imagination shoots its arrows to comprehend the extremity of his power, and mind, making itself free of the danger of evil thoughts, tries to find him in the depth of his realm, and hearts long to grasp the realities of his attributes, an opening of intelligence, penetrate beyond description in order to secure knowledge about his being, crossing the dark pitfalls of the unknown and concentrating towards him, he would turn them back. They would return defeated, admitting that the reality of his knowledge cannot be comprehended by such random efforts, nor can an iota of the sublimity of his horror enter the understanding of thinkers. Today's special from IRIB English Radio offers its congratulations on the birthday anniversary of the Commander of Faithful Imam Ali alayhi salam.
باب نور العيد جانا فيه فرحتنا بلقاكم طيبين والسعادة بالأحبة وهم معانا عايدون يا عساهم عايدين.
Imam Ali and Human Rights. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, is indeed the finest example of the perfect man after the Prophet of Allah. In the words of the martyred Iranian scholar Ayatollah Murtaza Mutahhari, if we take Imam Ali as our role model and leader, we have made the perfect man our ideal, the perfect man our ideal in whose dynamic personality all humanitarian values are reflected. Imam Ali transcends history and historical developments as the most excellent embodiment of human rights. The world has come to the conclusion that the so-called charters of human rights, drafted by fallible minds, are not the solution to the crisis plaguing the world. In other words, only the divine system of justice based on God's revelation can guarantee the better protection of human dignity and rights. The practical example in this regard is the life of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, and the establishment of the government of social justice by his divinely designated vicegerent, Imam Ali alayhi salam. Although his period of rule was cut short by an assassin's sword after only four and a half years, precedent set by the one and only commander of the faithful continues to serve as inspiration for all seekers of truth till this day. In his realm that was spread over a large area from Egypt till Central Asia and included people of various races, languages, color of skin and classes, Imam Ali alayhi salam practically demonstrated the proper implementation of the true charter of human rights.
Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan, he once asked Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, one of the senior companions of the Prophet, what prevents you from cursing Abu Turab? Why don't you curse Ali ibn Abi Talib? Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, he says to Muawiyah, that the reason why I don't curse Ali ibn Abi Talib is because I heard the Prophet say three things about Ali that if one of them were said about me, he has three virtues that if I only had one of them, they would be more dear to me than red camels. So Sa'd, he says that the Prophet ﷺ once left Ali behind in one of the battles in his expedition to Tabuk. When he left Ali behind, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib said to the Prophet, O Messenger of Allah, you leave me behind with the women and the children, why don't you allow me to join you as you prepare to go on this military expedition? O Ali, أَمَا تَرْضَى أَن تَكُونَ مِنِّي بِمَنْزِلَةِ هَارُونَ مِنْ مُوسَى O Ali, don't you want to be to me as Harun was to Musa? إِلَّا أَنَّهُ لَا نُبُوَّةَ بَعْدِي Except for the fact that there is no prophethood after me. Sa'ad then says, number two is that I heard the Prophet say on the day of Khaybar, after Abu Bakr and Umar failed to conquer the fortress of Khaybar, the Prophet says, tomorrow I will give the banner, I will give the standard to a man who loves Allah and His Messenger, and who is beloved to Allah and His Messenger. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, he tells Muawiyah, فَتَطَاوَلْنَا لَهَا We were all hoping that the Prophet was speaking about us. The next morning, the Prophet said to us, Where is Ali? We said to him, Ya Rasulullah, Ali has an eye ailment. The Prophet said, Call Ali. And the Prophet wiped his blessed saliva on the eyes of Ali, and he was cured of that ailment. The Prophet gave Ali ibn Abi Talib the standard on that day. Through Ali, Allah conquered the fortress of Khaybar. And finally, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, he says, the third reason why I do not curse Ali ibn Abi Talib is because Ayat al-Mubahala was revealed about him. When the Christians of Najran challenged the Prophet regarding the nature of Jesus, Allah says, the Prophet is told by Allah that let's do a Mubahala. Let us summon our sons and your sons, our women and your women, and ourselves and yourselves. For the sons, the Prophet summoned Hassan and Hussein. For women, even though the Prophet had many wives, the only woman that he brought to represent Islam was Sayyidah Fatima alayhi salam. And Ali ibn Abi Talib was also there on that day. And what category does Ali fall under? He's not from among the sons. He's not from among the women. He is the declared self of the Prophet. He is the nafs of the Prophet. And Sa'd, he says, that when they gathered on the day of Mubahala, I heard the Prophet say, Allahumma ha'ula'i ahli. O Allah, these are my family. This is my family. So, O Muawiyah, if you want to know why I don't curse Ali ibn Abi Talib, it's because of this.
Again, at the end of this episode, today's special, we offer our congratulations on the birthday anniversary of the Commander of Faithful, Imam Ali, alayhi salam. Have a happy Eid and fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, علي إمامي لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and our heartiest congratulations to you all on a blessed birthday anniversary of the gateway of the City of Knowledge, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. Let us reflect on fresh food for thought as bequeathed to us by the only person who was born in God's symbolic house, the Holy Kaaba in Mecca. O people, beware of fondness of this world, because it is the head of every sin, the door to every misfortune, the companion of every sedition, and the caller of every disaster.
Join us in this journey. IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day and IRIB English Radio, we would like to offer our congratulations on the most auspicious and blessed day of the birthday of Imam Ali alayhi salam, the first Imam of the family of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the commander of the faithful. Today we're going to be looking at a beautiful tradition narrated from the Holy Prophet regarding the love of Imam Ali. In this tradition, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam looks at one of the effects of the love of Imam Ali in the hereafter. The Prophet says, when Allah secures the love for Ali in a believer's heart, whenever his foot slips, Allah will secure his foot on the Sirat, bridge outstretched over hell on the day of resurrection. As you know, in the hereafter, there are certain waypoints, way stations, or in Arabic we call them mawaqif, that a person must pass over in order for him to finally arrive at in the paradise. One of those way stations is the bridge that one must pass over before arriving at the gates of heaven. A lot of times people, they cannot pass over the bridge, this bridge. Their foot slips and they fall into the pit that's below it, which is hell. A lot of our scholars have said that this bridge is a symbol for our actions in this world. Meaning, if somebody makes a mistake in this world, right, when passing over the bridge, his foot will slip and he will fall into hell, for example. This bridge has been described in various ways in the traditions. This is not the topic of our discussion. But the topic of our discussion, which is the love of Imam Ali, alayhi salam, it can indicate something that can help us on that most grave and serious and dangerous event in that time. And that is that if we have love of Imam Ali in our heart, we believe in Imam Ali, we respect him, we love him in our heart, then on that day, if by chance our foot slips, Allah will help us and not let us fall into in the pit that lies below it. Right? This is one of the effects for the love of Imam Ali. Of course, we need to add here the reservation that loving the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam, without this love leading to any practical betterment of our character and our actions is not sufficient. Rather, this love should be coupled with a practical implementation of the teachings and the instructions of this person. In a similar tradition, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said something else, which echoes the same theme that this tradition that we just talked about said, and which is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Love for Ali consumes sins as fire consumes wood." Right? Just like fire consumes wood and burns it and destroys it and eradicates it, and it no longer remains fire, meaning it turns into ashes. You know, if one has love for Imam Ali, right, this love will have the ability to eradicate, you know, the mistakes that we've made, and in the hereafter, this love might, you know, allow, it might help us in the hereafter, and it might not allow those effects of those sins to manifest themselves on that day. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the love of Imam Ali and its effect in the hereafter. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على
محمد وآل محمد. Welcome back, dear brothers and sisters, to the Let's Read and Recite the Quran Kareem. So we are going to start with the recitation of Mahdi al-Husseinan here. Inshallah, we'll listen to him. Surah al-Takwir, page 586. Okay. 87. So everyone turn to open your Quran, please, if you have, and listen to the very beautiful recitation of Mahdi al-Husseinan. How old are you? 11 years old. 11 years old. See, look how he recites, inshallah. So, let's recite a salawat before he starts.
Allahumma salli ala
Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Okay, Mahdi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ما شاء الله حسن.
إذا الشمس كورت وإذا النجوم انكدرت وإذا الجبال سيرت وإذا العشار عطلت وإذا الوحوش حشرت وإذا البحار سجرت وإذا النفوس زوجت وإذا الموءودة سئلت بأي ذنب قتلت.
أحسنت. الله ما شاء الله ما شاء الله ما شاء الله ما شاء الله.
But Abdul Basit read بأي ذنب قتلت two times. No, there was one ayah that two times, I forgot which ayah.
This one. وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ. Okay, so go on.
وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ.
أحسنت.
وَإِذَا السَّمَاءُ كُشِطَتْ.
أحسنت.
وَإِذَا الْجَحِيمُ صُعِرَتْ.
أحسنت, ما شاء الله.
وَإِذَا الْجَنَّةُ أُزْلِفَتْ عَمِلَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا حُضَرَتْ.
Okay, actually that's عَلِمَتْ, right?
عَلِمَتْ.
Yeah, عَلِمَتْ.
عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا حُضَرَتْ.
Great. Can you do it from the first once more? إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِرَتْ up to بِأَيْذًا مِنْ قُتَلَتْ. Clear your throat, okay? Listen to him.
إذا الشمس كورت وإذا النجوم كد. No.
Let's go. That's okay.
Sir, it's hard. My breath is.
وإذا النجوم كدر.
Don't
clear your throat.
In one
That's okay.
Stop here. Stop. Stop. إذا الشمس كورت وإذا النجوم كدرت. وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ.
ما شاء الله. حسنتم. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You revived our soul. Thank you. God bless you, inshallah. So, dear brothers and sisters,
We really thanks give thanks to Mahdi Al Husseinan for his recitation. Okay, so we were on ayah 11, right? Verse 11. Wa idha sama'u kushitat. Wa idha alif lam. Next one. Then sin. Sin is the twin brother of shin. It is a sand letter, right? Min Hussein. So one by one, I will ask you now. Wa idha sama'u kushitat. Okay, Min Hussein. Wa idha alif lam jim. Sun letter or moon?
Wa idha jim is moon.
Moon letter. So how do you read it?
Wa idha jahim.
If it is moon letter, why do you connect?
Wa idha jahim su'irat.
Ahsan.
Su'irat.
Okay, repeat after me. وَإِذَا الْجَحِيمُ سُعِّرَتْ
وَإِذَا الْجَحِيمُ سُعِّرَتْ.
So listen to Mahdi now.
وَإِذَا الْجَحِيمُ سُعِّرَتْ.
So it's a moon letter, so you have to read that lam. وَإِذَا الْجَحِيمُ سُعِّرَتْ.
I know, I did. وَإِذَا الْجَحِيمُ سُعِّرَتْ.
أحسن, that was great.
قرآني في قلبي دوما يغمرني من فيض ضياء آيات
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's recite the Quran.
So, Muhammad Yahya, next one. وَإِذَا أَلِفْ لَمْ جِمْ الْجَنَّةِ
It's moon letter.
Moon letter. So how do you recite it?
وَإِذَا الْجَنَّةُ أُزْلِفَتْ
أُزْلِفَتْ
أُزْلِفَتْ زَا, right? That's great. So Mahdi, recite it. We will repeat after you.
وَإِذَا الْجَنَّةُ أُزْلِفَتْ
Again, لَمْ, you have to read, okay?
وَإِذَا وَإِذَا الْجَنَّةُ أُزْلِفَتْ
وَإِذَا الْجَنَّةُ أُزْلِفَتْ
أحسنت. So Mahdi, عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا أَحْضَرَتْ There is no alif lam. فَلَا أُقْسِمُ Okay, let's recite this. Recite it, Mahdi.
عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا أَحْضَرَتْ
عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا أَحْضَرَتْ
أحسنت. So فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالْخُنَّسِ Right? Ba, then alif and lam, then kha. Mahdi, kha. Moon letter or sun letter?
Kha?
Yes.
Kha. 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 If you forgot, see here.
Moon.
Moon letter?
No, no, sun, sun,
sun. Moon.
No, I just tricked you.
You are right.
I just tricked you.
You are right. Okay. So moon letter. So alif and lam, then kha. So you have to read that lam, okay? How do you say it, Mahdi? بخنس أو بالخنس
بالخنس
أحسن so, فلا أقسم بالخنس
الجواد الكنس
right? Okay, recite this too.
فلا أقسم بالخنس
I messed him up.
Listen to Mahdi. Mahdi, these two verses, this one and the next one as well. So the next one, first tell me, Minhal Hussein, Alif, Lam, then Jim we have. So if we connect the previous verse, so the previous letter becomes Sin, right? Khunnasi, so Khunnasi Jawar or Khunnasi Jawar? Moon letter or Sun letter, Jim?
Which one?
Fala
Uqsim. Number 12?
Yeah. Fala Uqsim. No, no. Fala Uqsimu Bil Khunnas. Are you there?
Yeah.
Next eye is Al Jawar Al Khunnas, right? So if we connect these two verses, should I read that lam of al-jawar or no? Or I have to connect sin to jim?
Yeah, you should read.
You should read. Why? Because jim is?
Moon.
Moon letter. It's not moon, it's moon letter.
Moon letter.
Yeah. So Mahdi, these two verses, recite.
وَلَا
فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالْ
خُنَّسِ الْجَوَالِ
Al-jawar, okay? Yeah, yeah.
Can I continue?
From here.
Yeah, yeah, you can continue.
From here.
Up to إِنَّهُ لَقَوْرُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ
Yes.
Go on.
فلا أقسم بالخنس الجواد الكنس والليل إذا عسعس والصبح إذا تنفس إنه لقول رسول كريم.
MashaAllah, that was great. Okay, so let's repeat it, okay? One verse, okay? These two verses together.
فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالْخُنَّسِ الْجَوَارِ الْكُنَّسِ
أحسن. Okay, so الْجَوَارِ الْأَلِفْ and لَمْ, right? Ra, then أَلِفْ and لَمْ. Muhammad Yahya. Then we have Kaf.
Alif Lam Kaf, it's moon letter.
Moon letter. You have to read that law. So, you say, al. Now, if you start from Alif Lam Al Jawar, yes?
Yeah.
Because, so, you have to put a harkat on the top of Alif, right?
Al Jawar Al Kunnas.
Right? Okay. So, next ayah, Muhammad Min Hal Hussein. Wow, then Alif Lam, again Lam.
No, it's ya.
We have tashdid.
No, it's ya, actually.
Yeah.
Tashdid we have on the top of lam. Shadda. It means two lam we have.
Sir.
We have two lam, right?
Alif masura.
So, lam, then lam. Alif lam and lam.
Oh.
So, what?
Lady.
What lady, yes. Wal-layli. Even if you do not, if you read that lam again, it's wal-layli.
Yes.
Yeah. So, wal-layli idha asa. Next one, Mahdi. Al wasub. Okay. Wow. Alif lam. Then sad. Is sad moon letter or sun letter?
Sun.
Sun letter. Yeah, the twin brother of dad. Yes. So how do you read it? Wal subh or wasub?
Wasub.
Okay. Recite it.
Wasubh idha tanaffas.
Ahsan. One, two, three. والصبح إذا تنفس. أحسن.
What does this mean?
والصبح إذا تنفس. It means the morning breathed.
When the morning breathes.
Yes.
When the morning breathes, or we breathe in the morning.
No, when the morning breathes. When the morning, like the morning itself breathes. Like it's like on the morning.
No,
that's it. That's what it means.
It means when the morning starts, I think, okay?
Yes.
Yeah, when sun comes, when the evening comes, when the morning comes.
وَالَّيْلِ إِذَا عَسْعَسْ means when the night gets sleepy.
Oh.
No, إِذَا عَسْعَسْ.
Let's not talk about the translation, okay? We're talking about the reading. So, inshallah, we'll have a class of translation as well. So, next ayah.
إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ اللَّهُمَّ صَلِّ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَآلِ مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَجِّلْ فَرَجًا.
Thank you so much. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and
International
School Network. Mahdi Al-Husseinan, Muhammad Yahya Ja'fari, Sayyid Muhammad Yahya Ja'fari, and Min Al Hussein, and somehow me as well.
No, that's
right. Habibullah Fasizada.
Thank you so much.
God bless you, inshallah. See you, inshallah, in the next session. Our first learning how to read the Quran Kareem has ended, inshallah. We'll see you in our level 2 of learn how to read the Quran Kareem. There are some rules left, okay, inshallah, we will do it. Thank you so much. Recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala
Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ala
Muhammad. Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحب
تستقيم حياتنا إلا به. هو القرآن والفرقان، إليه تنصت الأكوان، وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
The Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
اللهم عظم بلائي وأفرط بي سوء حالي وقصرت بي أعمالي وقعدت بي أغلالي وحبسني عن نفعي بعد آمالي وخدعتني الدنيا بغرورها ونفسي بجنايتها.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of the Kumail supplication. وخدعتني الدنيا بغرورها. And this world with its delusions has deceived me. And then Imam continues, ونفسي بخيانتها ومطالي, and my own soul with its offenses and my dilly-dallying have deceived me. Of course, some believe that the word is ونفسي بجنايتها, but some also believe that it is خيانة. Let us first start discussing about the different commentaries about this part of the Kumail supplication. First, we have to explain about the word soul, وَنَفْسِي, and my own soul. The soul is a phenomenon which is impossible or at least difficult for us to understand. But recognizing its signs, as mentioned in the Holy Quran, as mentioned in the traditions, is not that hard. What I actually mean is that if the soul is not put into training and purification, it would become polluted with whims and desires, and then committing any sins would become easy and simple for it. The word whim lexically means falling down or moving in a wrong direction, and also extreme desire for anything. Desire implies collapse or corruption, being misled. Psychologically, the word desire means a kind of stressful motion in human souls that does not leave him relaxed. We have all experienced different kinds of desires, like hatred, like love, like wrath, etc. The one who is desirous for something in every moment does not have the power to move towards perfection. He's always concerned about reaching that short-sighted aim.
Oh Allah, my trials and sufferings have increased and my evilness has worsened. My good deeds have diminished and my misdeeds have become firm, and remote hopes restrain me from profiting with good deeds, and the world has deceived me with its allurements, and my own self has been affected by treachery and my delay. Therefore, my Lord, I ask you by your greatness not to let my sins and my misdeeds veil my supplications from you. and not to disgrace me by exposing those of which you have knowledge, nor to hasten my retribution for those vices and misdeeds committed by me in secret, which were due to evil-mindedness, ignorance, excessive lustfulness, and my negligence.
Thank you, Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Achieving perfection requires calmness. Achieving perfection, state of closeness of the Almighty Allah, requires peace of mind. As far as there are desires, there is no peace, because the mind is always looking for it. The mind is always trying to reach that aim, which is impossible to be reached. It is the time when your mind does not govern your soul. A child is naturally desirous, so he should be watched closely. If you do not watch your child, they might get accustomed to being desirous. Everyone is having different desires. Women are also desirous by nature because they're perfect in nature. So this is a necessity for women because they're created for managing the internal affairs of the house. They should pay attention to the details. And that is why you see so many details paid attention to by the women that men are unable to see. What harms women more than other things is jealousy. This is what they should try to control through training and trying. Men are also the same. Their desires might be a little different from that of women. They are also desirous for different things, but they need to control themselves through training and trying not to be jealous, not to be headstrong in others. In general, if the desire is left with no rein, it would change into lust. And if wisdom is not to control and rule this lust, it may transgress, it may lead to insanity. And this insanity is sometimes invisible, but sometimes it turns into a visible thing when we see in people's greed and ambitions. Such people are like the deaf and blind. They do anything to reach their purposes. They think everything is justifiable to reach their purposes. And for doing so, they will violate all social and religious sanctities. They may even become disloyal to their friends and their country, sometimes their own family members. No one should trust the friendship of such people because they have only one single beloved, for which they can sacrifice all their dear ones. Those who suffer from insanity of greed only like those people who are ready to be as a tool in their hands, because they consider others as a tool for facilitating their evil intentions. And they generally hate piety. They hate the pious ones. Brothers and sisters, we will also discuss more about this part of the Kumaya supplication in the episodes to come. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
to you through half my life. Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me all the way.
IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is your host, Musa al-Bahadali, and you are now listening to the program Q&A on Islamic Beliefs. Joining us in the studio today is a dear friend and esteemed guest speaker, Sheikh Nur Muhammad, who is an Islamic researcher at the Seminary of Qum. Dear Sheikh, I welcome you and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I'm happy to be here and thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us, dear Sheikh. The pleasure is all mine. This question that I'm about to ask you, dear Sheikh, is a question that has time and again been asked, especially by people who are not familiar with the Arabic language or with the culture and the usage of the Arabic language, which is, of course, native to the Arabians, the Arabs themselves. So when we read the Quran, whether it is a translation or the Quran in its original and true language, the Arabic language, we always see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he refers to himself in the plural noun of we, nahnu, or by noon or alif, for those who speak Arabic, at the end of a verb, to signify. Normally, when you say it, that means that you are plural, you are multiple persons. When we know for a fact that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is one, ahad. So why does he refer to himself as multiple persons? Is this, la samahallah, God forbid, a mistake in the Quran, or is there another reason behind this?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Talking about this question, and of course many other questions, and maybe to some extent some of the criticism of people against the verses of Noble Quran stems from lack of understanding the and not familiarity, lack of familiarity with the Arabic literature.
Right.
You see a lot of accusation against the verses of Noble Quran and lots of misconception and question. Against the verses of Noble Quran stem from this point,
right?
That most of the people who are criticizing the verses of Noble Quran are not familiar with the Arabic literature.
They do not understand the language.
Yeah, let's go to the this point that the questioner, respected questioner, asked about the verses of Noble Quran. For example, in one verse, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala said that. وَأَنْدَلْنَا مِنَ الْمُعْصَرَاتِ مَاءً فَجَّاجًا. We have sent down the rain and the very other verses talking about the rains from the heavens.
Right.
And many other verses, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَذَّلْنَا الذِّكْرُ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. We have revealed to you this noble Quran, which is a reminder, and we safeguard this reminder, which is a verses of Noble Quran.
Again, we wherever you look in the Quran, for example, in the Surah Al-Qadr, Inna anzalnahu, we sent it down.
Yeah.
So again, we. What's the meaning of this, Sheikh?
In Arabic literature, when we use the plural, noun here, when you say Inna, sometimes you're referring to the importance of the speaker. He wanted to say that I am very